Hi, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to an audio devotional. This audio devotional is based on the series The Me I Want to Be by John Ortberg. Again, we're taking about 10 minutes to look at one of the concepts that is brought up in the series. This week, we're looking at the concept of redeeming my time, the idea that a true masterpiece requires time. And in the midst of the needs that we have, day one of this week, we looked at the idea that God knows. God really knows what we need. God knows our desires. God knows our hurts. And God knows the empty spaces that need to be filled. Yesterday, we looked at the idea that God gives. That God not just knows what our issues are, but when we ask, He'll give. And He'll give the best possible. Today, though, we're taking some time to think about the idea that in making a masterpiece, not only does it require time, but in separating time out for that masterpiece, there's always temptation. There's temptation to stop, there's temptation to give into criticism, there's temptation to give into fatigue. What are we supposed to do when we deal with being tempted? If God desires to make us a phenomenal masterpiece, if God desires to restore us to the best quality that we've been designed for, how do we deal with temptation not to become that? We're going to look today at James chapter 4. As we look at James chapter 4, we're going to take some time to read about what the Bible says about how to deal with temptation. But before we do that, we're going to pray. So pray with me as we ask God to speak to us now. Dear God, right now we're going to take some more time to listen to you, to hear from what your word has to say to us about dealing with temptation. We're grateful that you know our hurts and our issues and our concerns and our needs. We're grateful that you want to do something big in us and you are going to give to us if we ask. So right now we're asking that you would help us to figure out how do we deal with the temptations that come to our lives. Speak to us now. Give us direction. Give us encouragement. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So right now we're going to look at James chapter 4. James chapter 4, it starts off with the idea of drawing close to God. Here's verse 1. What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires that at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You're jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You only want what will give you pleasure. So we start off here with one of the core issues that we deal with in everyday life. One of the things that keep us from really becoming all that we can be is that we get distracted. We get distracted by interpersonal issues. And sometimes those interpersonal issues, they're caused by the stuff we want we can't have. Sometimes it deals with things that as simple as the fact that we don't make time to ask. And then we don't ask, when we ask, we don't get because we're selfishly asking. We're asking for temporary, we're asking for the imperfect, we're asking for things that are less than. We're asking for things that are less than all that we really truly desire. So of course God's not going to give it to us. Verse 4, you adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. What you think scriptures mean when they say that the spirit God has placed within us is filled with envy? But he gives us even more grace to stand against such evil desires. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud but favors the humble. When we deal with life, sometimes one of the distractions we have is just the world around us. Again, the idea that God desires to give us the best, God desires to restore us to our fullest potential, our best worth. And so anything less than the best falls short. If we were dealing with a major issue, whether it be with a car or a video game system or a relationship, why would we settle for less than? Why would you settle to date someone who's not going to be true to you? Why would you settle to date someone who's not going to respect you? Why would you settle for someone who's not going to appreciate you? But we do. We settle for the average. We settle for good. Someone once said that the enemy of best is good. Why do we settle? How do you deal with that? James 4 continues to give us some examples of what to do next. Verse 7, so humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Let there be tears for what you've done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter, and gloom instead of joy. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. Let's take a couple seconds, and let's hash this out. Verse 7, humble yourselves before God. Part of drawing close to God, part of dealing with temptation, is to humble yourself, to see what you really can do and what you really can't, to acknowledge where you really need God. The next part, it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. It's not just acknowledging the fact that you need God, but actually taking time to resist those desires, resist the temptation. Verse 8, come close to God, and God will come close to you. It's not just acknowledging your need for God. It's not just resisting against the temptation that is around us, but to truly come close to God, to put yourself in a place close to where God is. We do that through prayer, we do that through scripture, through worship, through fellowship with other believers. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. There's got to be a time where we separate ourselves, where we clean out those things that are going to keep us from connecting with God in order to be clear from temptation. That means some things we got to let go of. Some things we got to wash out of our minds, out of our hearts. Because as God desires to give us the best, why are we going to settle and cling to the good? Let's let go of some of that so we can get better. Verse 9 is a little intense. It says, let there be tears for what you've done. Let there be sorrow and deep grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. There are sometimes in truly being repentant, in truly dealing with temptation, in truly dealing with who we are, we got to get rid of the fake stuff. The fake laughter, the fake joy. Sometimes in acknowledging all the dark stuff, it's going to hurt. But when we do this, verse 10, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. The promise here is that if we do all the things we need to, God will take care of it, and God will give to us if we're willing. There's so many other things that we could read in this passage. I'd encourage you to take some time, read through James chapter 4. What does this passage tell us about dealing with each other in the present and in the future? What does that really look like? Because the truth is, we get tempted a lot when we deal with each other. We get tempted a lot, both in the present and for better or for worse. We're going to deal with temptation in the future. how are you going to deal with it? Check out the passage and read up on it. There's more resources at cefcyouth.com. But I'd encourage you, deal with temptation in a way that's going to be good for you, that you're going to be free and clear. God gives us promises to deal with it. Try some of those options out. Hope you have an incredible day. God bless. Remember, you're loved and you never have to be alone.